The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, "Master, then what happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. In the Gospel today, Christ tells us that he would not reveal himself to the world, but only to those who love him and follow his word. And in the first reading we hear, "He did not leave himself without witness, for he gave you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons, and filled you with nourishment and gladness for your hearts." Oftentimes, there's a temptation within each of us that pulls us to disbelief, that pulls and draws us towards thinking, "God has too much to worry about. Why would he care about me? He's not worried one bit about anything I go through." Or we get this experience that we don't feel God, that we can't find him, as if he were maybe here once and now has disappeared, but he's gone. But the readings today give us some insight on how to go about recognizing that God does indeed care for us and that he is very near to us. You see, it's not so much about using God, as great a temptation as that is. It's not fair to turn to him only when we need things. "God, help me pass this test. God, I just need a little bit more money to get that video game." All we do is ask, 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 and never for the things that we really need. But it's okay still even to ask God for help on that test or to get the cool video game that you're looking for, but only with the understanding that there's a very good chance that he's going to tell you no. Instead, he reveals himself to us and shows that he cares for us in ways that we don't always recognize. "For he gave you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons, filled you with nourishment and gladness for your hearts." The happiness you felt at putting forth the effort to study and pass your test, God was there with you in that moment. He rejoiced with you when you got that A. The delicious meal that your mom or dad made that just hit the spot after a long day, that was a moment when God was revealing himself to you. The beauty that surrounds you in nature, the beauty of the flowers, the beauty of the sky, the mountains, this is God revealing himself to you, to let you know that he is close to you. The goodness in your life, any goodness, is God revealing himself to you. If only we'd listen, pay attention. We'd notice him everywhere we go and in everything we see and do. If you progress, students, if you progress through Catholic school, up into high school and college, this is a quote you're probably going to hear quite often, if you haven't already. And it's from St. Augustine, but it pertains directly to what I'm talking about today. "Late have I loved you, O beauty ever ancient, ever new. Late have I loved you. You were within me, but I was outside, and it was there that I searched for you. In my unloveliness, I plunged into the lovely things which you created. You were with me, but I was not with you. Created things kept me from you, yet if they had not been in you, they would not have been at all. You called, you shouted, and you broke through my deafness. You flashed, you shone, and you dispelled my blindness. You breathed your fragrance on me. I drew in breath, and now I pant for you. I have tasted you, now I hunger and thirst for more. You touched me, and I burned for your peace.